and knowledge, right? You see? Okay. But if someone says, you know, someone knows the first cause of all things, somebody might be skeptical as whether you could know the first cause of all things, right? But that such a man would be wise, who would what? Deny that, right? So it seems in some way more known to us that the end of our knowledge would be to know the first cause, then the end of our knowledge would be a knowledge of the most universal. That might seem to be contradicted by the fact that in knowing this in front of me and this in front of me, my knowledge is advancing when I know that it's paper and that's water, then I just know that there's something. Do you see that? Yeah. And so you'll see, when you look at the beginning of the fourth book of Wisdom, for example, that Aristotle reasons from wisdom being about the first causes to its being also about what is said of all. Right? As if it's more known that it's about the first cause. That's about what's said of all. Okay. Now, yes, something like that on a lesser scale, wisdom in a kind of qualified sense, this wisdom about human things, right? When Aristotle began the Nicomachean Ethics, which is kind of the beginning of practical philosophy, right? What is the ethics about? Well, it's chiefly about happiness, right? Okay. When Shakespeare has someone studying philosophy there in the Taming of the Shrew, right? He applies that part of philosophy that treats of happiness by virtue especially to be achieved. Okay. But then later on we find that practical philosophy is about all of the goods of man in general, right? And the distinction of all the goods of man into the goods of the soul, the goods of the body, and exterior goods. And it's about the order of those three, right? The goods of the soul are better than the goods of the body, and the goods of the body are better than the outside goods, right? And there's a reason why the practical philosopher considers in general all the goods of man, right? Why? Because he considers the end or purpose of human life. And all of these goods in some way, what? Some more, some less, contribute to that end or goal, right? So because ethics and practical philosophy is about the end of man, the end and purpose of human life, because it's about happiness, you can see it's got to look at human life to some extent as a whole, right? In the same way that because political philosophy is about the common good of the city, it's got to talk to some extent about the whole city, right? And all the arts and sciences that must be therein, right? Okay. But ethics gets its excellence because it's about happiness and what it really is, what the purpose of man is. Do you see? And so you might reason from its being about the purpose of man, the end of the whole of human life, to its being also about these general things, the distinction of all the goods of man, right? And Aristotle reasoned something like that in the fourth book. He reasoned because wisdom is about the first cause, that's going to also talk about all things in some general way. You see that? Okay. Just like we might say in theology, huh? That in theology you talk about the Creator, mainly God. You're going to talk about all creatures. but not in the particular way that the botanist